Audio 10, Henkersteg and Henkerhaus. From the 15th to the 19th century, the executioner and his assistant lived here on the outskirts of the city. In the former official residence, the Henkerhaus, you can now explore an exhibition on Nuremberg's legal history with the audio guide. The living quarters of the executioner's house span out romantically on an arched bridge as a covered battlement directly over the Pegnitz River. The water tower and the executioner's tower stand protectively at the beginning and end of the executioner's residence. If one could buy or rent the executioner's house today, it would certainly be a coveted property. The Henkersteg is a roofed wooden bridge, which also leads across the Pegnitz to the Henkerturm, the entrance to the Henkerhaus. The Henkersteg was built around 1320 as a connection between the northern Old Town, Zeebald, and the southern Old Town, Lorenz, and was initially called Langersteg. 100 years later, it was given the name Henkersteg. The large square water tower rises majestically between Weinstädel and Henkerhaus. Notches and small windows still testify to its function as a city wall tower. Like the Henkersteg, the water tower was built around 1320. The city of Nuremberg developed magnificently in the 16th century and became larger and larger. The city's fortification was extended and the tower lost its defensive function. Until the end of the 18th century, it and the Henkerturm, the executioner's tower, were then used as a prison. However, as romantic as the location seems today, it was by no means so during the executioner's lifetime. Slaughter benches, infirmaries, public baths, and everything else that was smelly and unpleasant surrounded the executioner's residence. At the end of the 16th century, the former infirmary for lepers became the Weinstädel, wine barn, as a municipal wine warehouse was located on the ground floor. The other floors were used for the sick, poor families, and craftsmen. The infirmary proved to be unprofitable in the course of time. The next stop in our Nuremberg audio tour is the St. Lawrence Church.